Hello!
Ciao!
Welcome to another episode of our podcast. It's 7 o'clock exactly on Thursday, the 27th.
Buona primavera!
Buona primavera! Happy spring! Spring has sprung here in the Marche. The weather's not been so-so. We had a little snowstorm last weekend, which we'll talk about, but...
It's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week. Excuse my stuffy nose. Allergy season is here. The pollen is getting going and the winds have picked up. A week ago today, we had Dan, and Peter, and their three young Brits who decided to bike from the east, from
coast to coast
of Italy, from the east coast to the west coast. And
they stayed with us their first night.
They did. We fed them dinner and we sat down and talked to them a little bit about their trip. So here you go. All right, and we have Dan, and Peter, who are joining us all the way from the UK, riding their bikes from coast to coast, from east coast to west coast. Incredible.
So how did you guys decide to cycle across Italy?
Dan told us we had to.
I agreed to it in the pub.
It was the pub plan that unfortunately came true.
I'd done a couple before, and we just booked the flights, really, and then we had to do it.
And how did you decide to start in La Marche?
We just looked at where flights were going to, did some research, saw that this was the bit that we wanted to come through.
Research is a little bit strong. the quickest route between two low-cost airline airports.
Research.
So how many days total from... Well, you landed last night in Ancona. So,
5.5 days cycling, I guess, is it?
Yeah.
And how many kilometres?
We don't know.
we'll tell you at the end. We'll email you afterwards and tell you how far it was, because we're going to have to trace our route on Google Maps and see how far it was.
So the preparation was heavy.
Really, yeah, very, very intense.
Meticulous planning.
It took almost all of the plane flights.
And physically, the training?
Minutes.
Yeah.
I use the stairs a lot more than the elevator.
I trained quite hard for a while ago. Exercise bike in the gym. So as long as it was going to be 30 minutes of intense activity and then and then drinking cups of very small water and walking around looking at myself in the mirror, then it was all going to be fine. But
we did a few training runs.
We did one training run.
That counts as a few.
Okay.
And what was your regimen? You were talking about before about some downtime before the practicing.
Before a big event, having a rest period is really, really important. So what we try to do is extend the rest period and reduce the exercise period just to maximize, make sure we're at the top of our game, ready to go.
It's all about the rest period.
It's all about the rest period. And Pink's performance layer.
I've been resting for about 15 years preparing for this ride.
And how many kilometers? Wait, do you guys do kilometers or miles?
Yeah, we can do both.
We can multitask. We can be wrong in both systems. Yeah.
So, how many do you anticipate to do a day?
I think 50 kilometers is fairly manageable, and you could probably handle up to about 80.
Yeah.
And how many kilometers did you do today?
Probably I think about just that.
It's probably 45-50.
45-50. Yeah. This is news to Peter.
Yeah, I thought it was longer than 120. Let's say, can we just say 120?
Don't you know where we came from? Yes,
we got
120.
It's a circuitous route.
Yeah, well, we did actually get lost quite a lot.
How hard was it logistically? What was the hardest thing about preparing? Planning out your trip or getting your bikes. So, well, maybe no one knows how do you get your bikes from the UK to here?
You basically have to take the whole thing apart, take the wheels off, take the pedals off,
deflate the
handlebars around, deflate the tyres, pack it up into a bag, goes on a plane, get out the other side, put it all together in the airport or in the train station.
And that was easier or than renting a bike here?
We don't know
the Italian for how do you rent a bike. That's probably the driving force is our lack of understanding of the Italian language.
And because we were going from one place to a different place, it's hard to drop it off. So this was all right. I mean, the hardest thing was putting it back together again.
That was what I was going to ask. I mean, you guys sound like ultimate pros, so... Yeah. I just
that's the impression we want to give, very, very firmly.
But had you ever put a bike together before?
Did you practice at home a couple of times?
Yeah,
I drilled. I can do it blindfold. Blindfold in about 40 minutes.
Yeah. It's like the scene in Full Metal Jacket.
A lot more efficient and slightly more terrifying. I have to do it in my underwear as well. It's like a promo jacket.
And two of you have never been to Italy before, and one of you has.
Yeah,
never been.
Anything you really want to see, or were you looking forward to trying something? Like,
I was looking forward to seeing if I could eat 5 courses.
I now know I can.
Each of which could have been a meal on its own. It turns out that it is possible with dedication.
And is that mental preparation more than anything else? That
zen approach. Yeah.
If we hadn't been resting for months, we might not be able to eat that much food.
I've been testing mine, training my stomach.
You still haven't finished.
I still haven't finished my cake. No, I didn't flip on bread.
but the cycling is a really good way to see a country, because you go straight through it and you can't help but kind of interact with it.
Yeah.
And your Italian is a little. You speak a little Castilian, Spanish.
Yeah, I can understand about 60% of what people say, but I can't really speak at all.
And you really haven't had a problem?
No. It's been okay. We've got a little book with hand signals and pointing at things. It's worked out okay. It's fine.
And people have been very welcoming so far. I think they see the bikes, so it's a little bit more music to them, a bit more interesting.
They're dealing with idiots.
They talk slowly, hand signals, that kind of thing.
What did you guys pack?
Yeah,
was it hard
very
to pack?
Little. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm willing to admit how few pairs of pants I have with me. Very few. Basically, two sets of clothing for not cycling and two for cycling.
Because you just have a backpack.
We have those.
I didn't see them.
Two saddlebags.
Oh, the saddlebags.
Yeah,
that's right.
But one of them's full of the bike bag,
which you have to carry the bike in.
So it's only one bag for putting things in.
You're very lucky this is day one and a half, because we're going to smell increasingly as the trip goes on.
A little warning to...
Yeah.
And where's...
Smell cast.
Where's the ultimate destination?
Just south of Pisa. So, finish up in Cecina?
Yeah, Cecina.
Sounds right.
I've been
getting the place names wrong all the way through this. People who say, where are you going next?
I don't know.
Yeah,
pointing.
But we'll just hit the coast wherever.
Yeah. It's about the coast, not the destination.
Yeah. And then we've got a day in hand, so we'll probably have a couple of drinks when we get there and then get on the train. Yeah. That's to Pisa. And there's a Leaning Tower, right?
There is.
I've heard of it.
I've heard something about it. Yeah, we could probably have a word. You could project manage it.
I could sort it out, it'd be fine.
Well,
thank you guys for taking time out of your stay to talk with us. And
it's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah,
luck on the rest of your trip.
Yeah. Thank you for
the food.
It's been
professional.
The food
was absolutely wonderful.
And amazing, yes.
Thank you very much. You're too kind.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So there you go. The day that they left, the weather turned horrible. It had been nice for 2 weeks before, gorgeous sunny weather. And then the morning that they were leaving, we go outside and it is freezing. The winds have picked up big time.
Snow on the tops of the hills surrounding us.
And snow flurries
that morning. That late afternoon turned downright horrible.
Horrible.
We got about 8 or 10 inches of snow total from last...
Blizzard conditions.
Last Friday. It was not blizzard conditions. From last Friday to Saturday. And I feel those guys were going from here, from Piobico to Arezzo.
Which they have to go to Città di Castello.
Over the
Apennine Mountains. And as you can tell, they were total pros, but man, whew, that's one hell of a ride.
That is a good ride for a day.
So we wish them tons of luck, and we can't wait to follow up and see how they finished up.
Yeah, so you guys, I know you were going to listen to this, so if you're hearing it, you obviously are still alive and back
home.
We're
rooting for you. Then after that, our buddy Craig came to town, who is an American expat, he's from Seattle.
But lives in the countryside of Holland now. He lives about an hour southeast of Rotterdam.
in Middle Harness. Has a totally successful chiropractic office, and he came down for a little R&R in Italy for the very first time. So we took him on a little road trip and went to Urbino, went to Frontone, which there's pictures on the blog, and we also went to a really good place.
We went to the Taverna della Rocca, which is the Tavern in the Rock, and...
for meats.
It was, yeah, it's... this is a great, funky little place. It's, built into the... where the stall, the stables, and the cantina used to be in the castle of Frontone up on top of the hill. And it was delicious.
It's all grilled meat, baby.
All grilled meat. There's two or three little ladies who stand in front of a huge fireplace... pulling the coals from the bottom and growing up huge platters of meat and...
Piadina, can you explain what crescia is?
Crescia is a thicker version. There's...
it's almost like a tortilla.
It's like the Italian version of a tortilla. There's piadina, there's crescia, and crostolo around here. And they're all basically the same thing. Piadina doesn't have the egg, and crescia and crostolo do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
why don't you tell them the number one ingredient?
Oh, number one ingredient is always strudo, lard, baby, pork lard.
Straight up.
It's delicious. That's what it says. So it's a tortilla. It's really just made of flour, salt, lard, and an egg, or...
but they put them over the grill. They roll them out, put them over the grill, and they just get the smoky taste. They're so good. You can't stop eating them.
They're delicious. So we had a wonderful dinner there with Craig.
Meatfest 09.
If you want to see pictures and learn more about it,
check out the blog.
Check out the blog.
LaTavolaMarche.blogspot.com. Then, next Tuesday.
Yes, next Tuesday we're making dinner for the people in our English class and a lot of other couples from Piobico, and they want me to make an American dinner. So, but
they want it mixed. They want it mixed.
But what's American food?
I don't know. And they're not going to want hamburgers. And we're having pasta, lasagna bianco, and a bunch of other Italian stuff. So they want like one or two dessert covered apple pie.
We'll make apple pie for dessert, but they want us to make vegetables American style.
So if anyone has any ideas what that might be, and we have to impress them because they're not crazy about American food anyway, so this has got to be something.
Well, no. They just... it's not that... I don't think... it's not that they're not crazy about American food. What is American... what... true. Like, you say American food, okay.
Oh, well, you're going to do...
I'm going to do... clam chowder. Because I can find all the things for clam chowder.
And that's different and something kind of cool. So we're just trying to think of something good that we could go put with it. So if you have any ideas, let us know. Oh, the road sign.
Yep, we found a beautiful wooden sign in the back hills that was rotted away, and we took it off and fixed it up, sent it down. Actually, Dr. Gaji did most of the work. But
thank God for Gaji.
Thank God for Gaji, but it's going up next week because our road is not very well labeled. What else? Ah, word of the week!
Da, 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 da.
Word of the week. What's the word this week, Ash?
Magari.
What does magari mean?
I hope so, but I'm not sure. But kind of like an all-around general term for like, sounds great, hope so.
Hope so, but I cannot.
But I'm not confirming.
Because why don't you tell her? We have a wonderful woman, Rosalba, who teaches us Italian Tuesday, Mondays and Wednesdays. This is another little cultural thing. In the States, if someone says, you should come over for dinner some night. And what's your response?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sounds great. But neither one of you really mean it.
Yeah, it is not a confirmed dinner date coming over. Here, if they should say you should come over for dinner...
On Tuesday,
even if it's a whole week away, and you say, oh, okay, that would be great. You're coming for dinner. You're in.
And she invited us over, and I thought she meant if we got back to Piobico Lake, because we were going to be on the coast doing stuff for our Promessa di Soggiorno. And we come home, and everything's fine, and we're back early, no problem. And she calls, and she's like, I thought it was 7-something. She's like, I thought you were coming over for dinner. And...
we didn't know we were really... we thought you said you shouldn't, and we said, oh, okay. But, yeah.
It was horrific.
It was horrific, and not a bella figura. No. So...
so, in any case, use magari. So, per esempio.
Per esempio. Ashley, would you like to come for dinner to my house next Tuesday?
Ah, magari, sì.
And then...
it's just simple, so then it leaves it open saying, I hope so.
I would love to, I hope so, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So you might hear Magari.
Magari. Anything coming up? What do we got going on next week, Ash?
Whoop.
Whoop. Anyway, have a wonderful day.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, grazie.